AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The number of dead is 20 in South Florida. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
Two more bodies have been found, including the 7-year-old daughter of a Miami firefighter at the site of the collapsed condo building in Florida. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava delivered some good news, lowering the number of those listed as missing.
188 people are accounted for, and 128 are unaccounted for.
She's also keeping an eye on the potential for tropical weather.
We continue to aggressively monitor what is now Hurricane Elsa. We could potentially feel sustained tropical storm force winds as early as Sunday midday.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The Labor Department says 850,000 jobs were added last month.
This is historic progress, pulling our economy out of the worst crisis in 100 years. Driven in part by our dramatic progress in vaccinating our nation and beating back the pandemic.
President Biden also suggested it could be easier for workers to find higher paying jobs. The president is hoping the fight against the coronavirus moves forward.
The 4th of July to this year is different than the 4th of July last year, and it's going to be better next year.
The president said he's worried about possible spread of the virus variant to people who are unvaccinated. The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is worried about the Delta variant.
No country on earth is out of the woods yet.
President Biden welcomed the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers to the White House.
America's back. And then Dodgers are back.
The president praised baseball as an important part of normalcy in one of the most challenging years in the nation's history. Pennsylvania's Republican-controlled Senate is considering an investigation into how last year's presidential election was conducted. Donald Trump lost in Pennsylvania. Solid gains across the board so far on Wall Street. This is AP News. Airline travelers could get refunds if their checked bags are delayed.
A Transportation Department official says a proposal will be made within days that will require airlines to refund fees on checked baggage if the bags are not delivered to passengers quickly enough. Under this proposal, that would be within 12 hours of the passenger's U.S. flight touching down or within 25 hours after an international flight. Current regulations require refunds only if bags are lost. Last year, more than 100,000 consumers complained to the government about airline service, with refunds being the biggest gripe. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The Dallas Cowboys will be featured for the third time in the 20th anniversary season of Hard Knocks on HBO. The Cowboys are the first team to make three appearances on the training camp documentary series. The first was 2002, the most recent, 2008. Ed Donahue, AP News.